where the streets are paved. If we go, wanna be in a place, but I won't be no more. I wanna be with you, Lord. I gotta be where you are. I wanna be close to you, Lord. I wanna be close to you, Lord. I wanna be close to you, Lord. I wanna be, I gotta be, I have to be. I wanna be, I gotta be.
Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message. Hallelujah. But a righteous man will not be afraid of sudden trouble, because he understands the process and he understands what's going on. So what Satan will do, he will cause tribulation or persecution to arise in your life. He will bring pressure against your life because of the word that you heard. He come to get the word. He said immediately they received the word with gladness. And they're happy about the word, excited about the word. But the Bible says they don't have any staying power because they didn't take time to let the word take root in their life. In other words, Satan said they got a good word and they have a good seed working in them, but we got to get that thing for it to take root in them. Because if it ever take root, if the word ever get rooted in you, Satan's in big trouble. See, he understand that. So I see that when hard places come up, when tribulation come up, trouble, anxiety, I mean, burdens, when these things arise, I'm supposed to cast my cares on the Lord, but I also have to understand that now this has come because of the word that I heard. You know how people say, I don't know why this happened to me. I'm doing all I know how. I'm in church. Yeah, you're hearing the word. I'm reading my Bible every day. I'm praying. Why is this happening to me? Because you're hearing the word. Now, don't be stupid and stop reading the word. And stop hearing the word. Tell my boy, if I just stop reading the word, I won't have no more tribulation. No, the devil got an easy task then, because there ain't nothing to impede his progress if you don't have some word in you. He can call the shots when you ain't got no word working around in you. Yeah, but when he see that word working in you, he got to go to work. He said, we can't let him get rooted. How many of y'all see that? Yeah, to just come up on the stage, things, bad things started happening. Tribulation, affliction, persecution represent the hard places in life. When you hear the word, trouble will rise up. It's called the trial of your faith. God will allow him to put a trial to your faith because when you stick with that word and you begin to exercise patience and you do those things that you know you're supposed to do, I'm going to tell you, his attack against you is going to just make you stronger. In other words, as he began to pull on that seed with the trouble, then that seed is working deeper in the ground. When you stay in thanksgiving, when you stay in praise, amen, when you stay in joy, and when you keep your peace, he pulling, but the opposite is happening. He trying to pull up, but the word going down. He said he'll endure for a little while, for a season, or temporarily. They'll have some success, but they see a little bit of success and they stop applying the word. And Jesus said, by and by, he is offended. That means a little bit by little bit, the devil started working on that word. He started bringing trouble out of trouble. And so when trouble comes, some people stop praying. They say, God ain't working. All this praying I'm done ain't doing no good. I'm going to stop praying. I'm having nothing but trouble. I'm trying to do all I know how. I ain't praying. I ain't reading no more. Don't be stupid. You see what's happening? How many of you see what's happening? The devil come to get that word. Now, I looked up that word offended. And guess what it means? The word offended means to put a stumbling block or impediment in the way upon which another may trip or fall. So what Satan does is that he begins to work on you and to put things in your way to cause you to stumble and fall. See, when you get offended, that's what happened. Something come in your path that wasn't there before. And it's designed to make you stumble and fall. It's designed to stop your progress. It also means to entice to sin. So some people, when they get in the word and they got joy, but then the devil comes and say, hey, you know how you used to like do this here, hey? Listen, I'm going to entice you with this here temptation. I'm going to entice you to sin. And some people get offended. You can pray in the Holy Ghost for 5 hours and get up off your knees, and the devil be standing right there with a temptation. He said, oh, they praying. They in the glory. Let me get back. They getting revelation to everything. As soon as you get up and get out of that place, say, ooh, boy, I had a good time. Praise the Lord. And you walk outside and get in your car, and a thought hits your mind about sin. That's what offend means. It means to entice you to sin. They are offended. They are enticed to sin. Satan will entice you to sin. He'll keep on working on you. It means to cause a person to begin to distrust or desert one whom he ought to trust and obey. Now, that's the key right there. You see, when you are offended, you stop trusting and believing in the one that you ought to be trusting and believing in. In other words, doubt comes in. Doubt is a thief of God's greater blessing, Brother Hagin said. You see what that says? That word offend, that's what it means, when they are offended. In other words, this is what happens. To cause a person, that's what Satan is working on you to do, to cause a person to begin to distrust and desert one whom he ought to trust and obey, to cause to fall away, to cause one, listen to this one, to cause one displeasure at a thing. In other words, you get the devil say, boy, the Lord sure didn't take care of you on that one, did he? And you get displeased with God. Listen to this one. And this is what happened. To cause one to judge unfavorably or unjustly of another. In other words, he will cause you to pass unfavorable judgment on God. When you get angry at God because it didn't turn out the way you thought it was. And now you have an unfavorable opinion of God. And now when somebody tells you trust in the word, you say, look, I don't want to hear that. Why? You have an unfavorable attitude toward God. That means that you have been offended. And you will fall away. and go back into the flesh. A new creature that's miserable. God doesn't want you to get offended at him. He don't want you to be offended. He don't want you to look at him and judge him unjustly or unfavorably. That means that you have to guard your heart. When we're talking about guarding your heart, so you have to guard these attitudes that Satan will throw at you to try to get you to relax your hold on the word. He's like one that throw a rock, break a window, then point at God. Say, God did it. And there's some believers that believe God did it. He's a liar. Y'all understand this?
Yes.
Tribulation, pressure, persecution, they are all designed to offend you, to cause you to stumble, to cause you to fall away, to cause you to distrust, to desert and to doubt the one whom you ought to trust and obey. You see that? So that's how doubt gets in the heart. That's how doubt gets in. Now, let's look at the next verse. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. He becometh unfruitful. So notice here, we're talking about casting your care, right? So he said right here that the care of this life, there they are, the anxieties, the care. So what will happen is Satan will raise up these anxieties, these cares, these worries, these concerns, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in. Cause him to be unfruitful. Let me share something with you right here. When it says entering in, I looked up that phrase, entering in, and guess what it means? It means to be carried into or put into as food into a mouth. Of the affections entering the soul. So what Satan will do, he will bring an anxiety to you, a care, a concern, a worry, and he will try to put it in you. He'll try to put it in your soul, just like you put food in your mouth. So that care, that anxiety, that fear, that frustration, whatever it is on the outside of you, but Satan is working to get it inside. And that's the reason why God said, no, don't receive it, cast it. Don't let it in. Because if you do, it will make the word and your life unfruitful. And guess what unfruitful means? I'm giving y'all a lot of definitions tonight, huh? Unfruitful means without fruit, barren, B-A-R-R-E-N. But listen at this right here. Not yielding what it ought to yield.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just 2 blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Hello, I'm Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I'd like to tell you about my book titled, Jesus Did It For You. I'm excited about this book because it focuses on the cross of Jesus Christ and what he did for us. Everything Jesus did, he did for our benefit. So many have only a limited knowledge of what belongs to them because of the price Jesus paid for our redemption. He became